Welcome back to another Halacha Shir, and today we Rosh Hashem start discussing the Halachas of the 9 days, which Chazal instituted in order for us to feel the Avelis on the Tzar HaShechina, which is in Galus, which we don't have the Beis Hamikdash anymore, and through the Minhagim that we Noyig, we Rosh Hashem should be able to feel the Avelis, and then through that, Vizaycha, Rosh Hashem Bekarev to the Geula. Now in the 9 days, there are more things that we're knowing by Isser. And Bekitzer, what they are Umatim Besimcha. We don't do Binyan Shel Simcha. We don't eat Basar and drink wine. We don't wash ourselves. We don't wash laundry or wear fresh clothing. And we don't fix clothing in the 9 days. These are all the halachas. We don't buy clothing 9 days. And Mehat Hashem, we'll go through all the halachas one by one. And we'll start with the halacha of doing laundry in the 9 days. The Mishnah in the Masechtas Tainis says that there's an Isser to wash clothing in the Shavuah Shechah by Tisha B'Av, and it's avoiding in the Gemara that even to wash in the 9 days, for after the 9 days, is Usser as well. And that's what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. And in the Gemara is also Mavuyah that besides for washing laundry, you're not allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing. And La Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simon Tov Kuf Nunal of Sif Gimel, it's Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, it's not a minig that you say it's not my minig because Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says Shvua Shechal Boy Tisha B'Av, in the week that Shvua Shechal Asurim L'Saper L'Kabes, you know, I'll take a haircut, you know, I'll do laundry. I feel any right to love Shata, even though you don't plan on wearing it today. Elani Chalach Tisha B'Av, you know, I'll do it. But I feel any Chalach Akad Asper, even if you only have one shirt, it's also to do laundry. V'chein Hamechubasim Mekaidim, ones that I washed before, Ben Lil Boy Ben Lil Tzimah Mita, you know, I'll wear it or put it on the bed. V'afil Metapachas Yadayim, even hand towels. Vashulchan and tablecloth is usher. And then he goes to the discussion if our kibbutz is different. And it comes out that our kibbutz is the same thing. And therefore it's usher. And the Ramah adds on, Va'onu noyegin lahachmir, we are noyeg dimach v'cholzeh metchilas reshchoydesh aracha atainis. Imloy l'tzarech mitzvah. The Ramah paskins for Ashkenazim, that the minig is, we don't do laundry or wear freshly laundered clothing already from reshchoydesh. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, in the week that Shchal Tisha B'Av. But the Ramah says that for Ashkenazim, we start from Rosh Chodesh Av, we don't already do laundry, and we don't wear freshly laundered clothing. And what's the reason for this Isser? Because this Isser is even to do it for afterwards, you know, I'll do laundry. And the reason is because Hesach Das is Hesach Das Mavelis when we do laundry. Now, the Mechaber says, even if you only have one shirt, you can't do laundry. So there is a cooler to that. The Eli Rabbi says that before Shvuah Shechal Boy, which is only because of the minhag of the Ramah, there, if you only have one chaluk, you could do laundry. What would be an example for that? Example would be is, if sometimes a pregnant woman has special support stockings, and they don't have that many pairs, they have one or two pairs, so there, the halacha will be, is pashut, they're allowed to do laundry for that in the week before Shavuot Shechal Boy. Now, there are other things like that, that you can't buy more than one of them, so the halacha is that if it's the week before Shavuot Shechal Boy, the week before the Tisha B'Av is chalin it, then you can make it if you only have one of those shirts and it's too expensive to buy more. Now, the issa to do laundry is even if you're doing it with a non-Jew. Even a non-Jew cannot do laundry for you, it's a first halacha as well, that even a non-Jew cannot do laundry for you in the 9 days. Not only that you can't do laundry, you can't even have a non-Jew doing laundry for you. You can't drop it off by a laundromat, and you can't have someone in your house doing laundry even though you're not doing it yourself. But the halacha is that let's say you gave in laundry to the laundromat or to the cleaners from before the 9 days, you're allowed to pick it up on the 9 days. And even though it might be a problem, people know sometimes you, just because you're picking it up doesn't mean you brought it today. People know you brought it last week, so it's not dafka marasayin, and therefore it's mutter to pick up something from the cleaners in the 9 days because that's not hesach hadas, you can't wear it, but you can pick it up. Now, if the non-Jew is doing laundry in your house, there's a chiyuv to be meicha and stop her from doing it. That's what it's even she's doing it herself. You didn't tell her to do it. She saw, you know what? She sees a lot of laundry. She's going to do a favor for the Baal HaBos that she'll do laundry. The halacha says, Nitti Gavriel, Perek Laman, hey, Oyschav Gimel, you have to be meicha, you have to stop her from doing laundry. Now, what about spot cleaning? You're not doing a regular laundry, you're just doing a spot cleaning. Is that mutter or not in the 9 days? So, some say it's also to do it, but Lamaisa, a lot say it's mutter, and the reason is because no hesach hadas. The whole reason we're not doing laundry is because hesach hadas mavelis. Just to spot clean something, that's not called hesach hadas, and that's where Rafael de Paskins in his Sefer Shiur Halacha and also in Halicha Shloima, they both paskin that's mutter to do a spot cleaning in the 9 days. Now, the shaila is, are you allowed to soak the begadim in the 9 days? You're not going to do laundry, you just soak it. So it depends. If it's something to get ruined, it has a stain, it's going to get ruined, so then you could soak it for 9 days. But if it's not something to get ruined, it's also to soak the laundry, because that's cleaning laundry. Putting it into the water is cleaning laundry. That you're not allowed to do. But you are allowed to sort the laundry in the 9 days. That means if you have the whites, the blacks, the delicate, that is mutter to do in the 9 days, because that's not cool doing laundry. Just sorting the laundry, that would be mutter to do in the 9 days. Now, this Isser of doing laundry starts already for Shchedesh Av by night, the night before. For example, if Shchedesh is on Monday, it's already Sunday night, or by Shkia time, you already have to stop being Machmir. But if you put it into the laundry, into the machine before Shkia, then it's fine, it's mutter, because that's the maisa of doing the laundry, is putting it into the machine. I put it into the machine before Shkia, even though it finishes afterwards, the halacha is that it is mutter to leave it there. And it's also mutter to put it into a dryer. Putting clothing into a dryer is mutter to do in the 9 days. Now, that's all with adult clothing. So adult clothing, you now do any laundry for adult clothing, and if it's any lecholik echad, it means you only have one item of that item, so then before Shabbos, you're allowed, before Shavuot Shechava, it means if Tisha B'Av is on Tuesday, for example, for that Shabbos, will be mutter if ain lecholik echad, mutter the laundry. That's all the halacha of Gedolim. Now, Ketanim have a different halacha. That's in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Sif Yud Aleph. It says by children that it says, Osir L'Gedolim Masaper L'Ketanim. You're not allowed to give haircuts to the Ketanim, but L'Chabes K'susam B'Shavuot Shechava, Tisha B'Av Yisrael Seicha. The Mechaber says you can't do laundry or to give him haircuts in the Shavuot Shechava. They make it dirty like diapers. Even other ketanim as minig is to huckle. That means that really there's an isser to give haircuts to ketanim and even to laundry. Why? Even though there's not really shaya chinuch always by them, but could be because of agbas nefesh or maybe because shaya chinuch balak upon him, it's really an usser. But the Ramah says that children will get dirty often. You can be makel to wash their clothing. Shaila is, what is called the age that children get dirty often? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says the shear is that any type of child that doesn't care about his clothing getting dirty, so then he's allowed to do his laundry in the 9 days. And Be'etzem, there's a halacha of the Chayi Adam that he says that L'tzarech Tanim, there's no Ein L'hachmer Af L'fi Menehegu El B'Shabbazu, only in Shavuot Shechalboi. So it comes like this. Before Shabbos, before Shavuot Shechalboi, Ketanim, they get dirty, you could do their laundry if they normally get dirty. But for the after Shabbos, from Shabbos until, let's say Tisha B'Av is on Tuesday, from Shabbos till Tuesday, you only could do laundry for little children, like babies, like 1 and 2 year old children who get dirty very often, even a 3 year old, then it's mut, even Shavuot Shechava, they have a din of mamish, ketanim get dirty often. Now, even if you are washing children's clothing, there's a big shaila if you're allowed to iron it. If you have to iron the clothing. So the law would be like this, that before Shavuot Shechava, if the clothing has to be ironed, if not, it looks mamish terrible, then you can iron it just to make it smooth. But to iron a nice Shabbos digger beged of a cotton, so you can have it for a simcha, you should not do that in the 9 days, because there's not really tzarech of the cotton, it's really tzarech of the appearance, and therefore it should not be done. You should not iron a nice Shabbos outfit, even for a cotton, in the 9 days. Now, when you're doing laundry for the children, you're not allowed to add on for the gedolim. So you say first in Nitya Gavriel, Perek Lamed Hei, Sif Yud Aleph, that you cannot add on clothing for the older children. When you, anyway, it's the same machine, what's the big deal? You just throw something in the moyen. You can't throw the older kids' children when you're doing the children's laundry. Now, what about polishing shoes or covered Shabbos? So I look on my covered Shabbos, you can polish the shoes. Same thing, brushing a hat, you could do the covered Shabbos. Now, what about washing shmatas? So some say the shmatas are awesome. Lamaisa Rabbi Felder says that shmatas are mutter, and why? Because shmatas are similar to children's clothing, things that get dirty often. So it means like this. Dish towels should not be washed in the 9 days. They don't get dirty often. And the same thing goes for bath towels. They should not be washed in 9 days. But shmatas, which are usually used for the floor and to clean dirt and everything, they have the same din as ketanim, and therefore it's mutter to wash matis, according to Rabbi Felder, in the 9 days.